On one such website, of dubious reliability, I once found a supposedly public domain picture of an historical site that I wanted to use. It was the house of Dr. Norman Bethune. I checked with the museum that created the picture and found out that the picture was not actually in the public domain. They were rather annoyed with the website. If I had copied and published that picture, my employer and I could have been sued. Instead, I politely asked the museum for help, and someone went out and took a picture for me. They emailed me and wrote that this picture was in the public domain, allowing me, the website of dubious reliability, and anyone else to use it.